I'm Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Category 4 Hurricane Beryl is expected to bring life-threatening winds and flash flooding on Monday to the Caribbean's Windward Islands. Reuters' Sarah Kerjazny reports.
Beryl has already made history as the earliest Category 4 hurricane on record, and it's expected to bring life-threatening winds and flash floods to the island on Monday. Justina is a manager at a hardware store in Bridgetown.
We opened about half an hour earlier this morning to accommodate the rush, and they have been buying generators, everything you can think about they're getting.
The U.S. National Hurricane Center says the hurricane was located about 250 miles southeast of Barbados on Sunday afternoon, with winds of 130 miles per hour. It is rare for a major hurricane to appear this early. In May, the U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration predicted above normal Atlantic hurricane activity for 2024 due to warm ocean temperatures.
Reuters' Sarah Kerjazny. French President Emmanuel Macron stunned the country when he called for a snap election after the National Rally Party crushed his centrist alliance this month. Now Marine Le Pen and her party have won the majority of votes in the first round. But there is more to come. Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo explains.
Participation was high in the first round on Sunday, underlining how France's rumbling political crisis has energized the electorate. Macron will remain president after the election, but he will have to pick a prime minister from whichever party or alliance can command a majority in the National Assembly, regardless of how divergent their policies are from his own. France's electoral system can make it hard to predict the distribution of seats, and the final outcome will not be known until the second round of voting ends on July 7th.
That was Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. Justice Department will criminally charge Boeing with fraud over two fatal crashes of its 737 MAX jets. Reuters correspondent Julian Satterthwaite reports.
The deadly crashes took place in 2018 and 2019, killing 346 people. Reuters sources said Sunday that the U.S. Department of Justice had decided on the course of action. There was no comment on the report from officials or the company. Boeing agreed a deferred prosecution deal, which shielded it from criminal charges. That was in return for compensating victims' families and taking steps to improve compliance. But in January this year, a mid-air blowout on another MAX jet revived concern over how well the planes are made. Prosecutors subsequently concluded that Boeing had not honored the terms of the deferred prosecution deal. Now Boeing will reportedly have until the end of the week to plead guilty or face a trial.
Julian Satterthwaite from Reuters. Longtime Trump ally Steve Bannon is scheduled to report to a federal prison on Monday in Connecticut to serve a four-month sentence on contempt charges for defying a subpoena in the congressional investigation into the U.S. Capitol attack. The Supreme Court rejected his emergency appeal to stave off the sentence. North Korea launched two ballistic missiles towards the sea in response to the new joint military exercises by the U.S., South Korea, and Japan. VOA's Joe Ramsey has more.
South Korea's military says North Korea launched at least one short-range ballistic missile off its east coast a day after the North vowed to take, quote, offensive and overwhelming countermeasures in response to a new U.S. military drill with South Korea and Japan. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff says the missile was launched from southeastern North Korea at 5:05 a.m. Monday. It says an additional unidentified ballistic missile launch trajectory was detected 10 minutes later. A suggestion there might have been two missile launches. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Bolivia's economic downturn has been exacerbated by an ongoing feud between President Luis Arce and his ally-turned-rival, former President Evo Morales, in the lead-up to next year's presidential election. Many Bolivians have lost trust in Arce following a spectacle which the government called a, quote, failed coup d'etat, unquote, and opponents called a staged self-coup, meant to earn the unpopular leader political points in the lead-up to next year's election. Myanmar arrested 11 people, including four executives of supermarket chains and an official of a Japanese joint venture, for selling rice at inflated prices up to 70%. Myanmar has been in turmoil since its military deposed an elected civilian government in February 2021. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.